This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got ourselves quite a day on the show. Debate days at WIP continue. We'll welcome in studio today at 12, Paul Jolovitz. We got
have
Hugh,
facts, yeah. Folks. Facts.
I have facts for Jolly. I have them. All right, Jolly joins us at noon. We'll get to the Phils, who win last night in Colorado and now have the best record in the NL, including first place in the NL East. You people, a lot to discuss today, including the NFL and the minutes being counted down here. It's a decision on the tush push. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, man, just let those girls play basketball, man. Just let them play. I mean, we don't need all that extra commentary and talking about this, that, and the third. Man, just let them damn girl, well, excuse me, those women play basketball. Let those women play basketball and be great in their own way, man. That's it. Just that's all.
I agree. Less of the extracurricular, more of the basketball. All right, so Hugh, let's have a discussion on something we've discussed before, but it's coming to a head now. Seriously, like today and tomorrow, the NFL owners are meeting.
It's the final countdown.
I know. It feels like it. Yeah, they're going to vote. The tush push vote is coming in. 215-592-9494. All right. So,
what?
Well, it's just, you know, it's I'm melancholy.
Feeling some kind of way?
I am. My gut feeling.
What's that song Kyle like to play? I will. There it is. Good pull.
Kyle's ready to roll.
Hey, listen, man. Let that sink in for a minute before I say what I got to say.
Hear those words.
Don't let your it's a wrap. We going to be all right, man. We are going to be okay. I'm optimistic. Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen today.
Let's hear it.
Y'all ready for this? Mm-hmm. The people out there listening? Yeah, they about to ban the tush push. Just want to put that out there and get y'all mind ready for it. They are about to ban the tush push. But damage has already been done. We have been in a situation. I don't know this for sure. I'm speculating.
Recklessly?
Recklessly speculating.
Here we go.
Coach Sirianni, Coach Bubblehead, new inked bread Bubblehead, has figured out a way. They knew this was coming, so they've gotten ahead of this. So everything's going to be fine, man. This is not the Eagles' identity. I think that a lot of people feel that way. I was listening to Frankie Louvu talk about it. Listen. And I'm a victim of this as well. If you're going to be, like, I'm pretty sure you should have known that you were probably going to be asked questions about the tush push because that's the hot topic.
Sure.
It don't hurt to do a little homework before you start talking. Like, a little bit. Like, you know, I'm not trying to take shots at Frankie. I guess it kind of is. But the way you were trying to articulate why you think it's a bad play, don't use frame of references that you're not familiar with, like rugby. It's a rugby scrum. Because I'm not taking shots, but if you've never been in a rugby scrum, how can you compare it to a rugby scrum?
Yeah, like a clip you've seen.
You can see, like, there are certain things that happen that you can't. I just don't think it's fair to say that, because I sat there with Jordan Mailata, who's played rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody said they compared it to a rugby scrum. He got upset. He got visually upset.
And he literally
has
played.
Exactly.
He knows.
He knows what a scrum is. I will tell you from my limited knowledge of rugby, because I did rugby before I did ESPN. I did some rugby stuff. Rugby is a lot harder physically than football as far as the endurance and the stamina that you have to have to play rugby.
Wait, you broadcasted rugby?
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle, we need to find that. We need to dig into the archives. Hugh Douglas broadcasting rugby is something we didn't know about.
Yeah, I did that. Like, man, I've done a little bit of everything.
Kyle,
contact the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. See if they have the tapes. I need to hear them.
See, Kyle, that's not fair because on radio, I get more of a chance to be myself. So I'm being – right now, I can be my authentic self. And a lot of times when I'm my authentic self, I tend to start a little bit because there are certain thoughts that I have that I'm processing that in my stream of consciousness, I got to walk back because it might be bad.
Sorry, if I'm distracted, YouTube for Hugh
Brock. BBC America?
Yes.
Gained the opportunity after a successful guest appearance during which he participated in taped segments where he tried to play the sport, interviewed zookeepers, and took Irish step dancing
lessons.
Wait
a second. How did you not tell us this stuff?
Listen, I hate that I told y'all now because now Kyle is doing what
great.
Kyle does. And he's trying to find
right,
fodder.
Everyone, be on the lookout. We're going to bring you some audio of Hugh Douglas's rugby time broadcast. All right, Hugh, continue. So you think it's over?
I think it's done.
Yeah,
I think it's done. I mean, because there's been a lot of rewording, analyzing this and talking about this. And you know what? The thing that bothers me about all this is that everybody's trying to use the same narrative. But when they do it, and this is how I feel about everything. You know when somebody's lying, they stutter. They stutter quite a bit because they're trying to formulate their thoughts while they're telling the lie.
Yeah. They're not being
genuine. They're trying to think it through as they go. And basically, that's what I heard from Frankie Louvell this morning.
So I heard the same thing. I also saw this. So the proposal has been rewritten here by the Green Bay Packers. 215-592-9494 to hop in. What's your gut feeling as the vote's about to come down? Is the tush push gone? Hugh Douglas believes it is. So the Packers rewrote the proposal. Remember a couple months ago when we did this and I think it was Jim Harbaugh from the Chargers was like, maybe I'd vote yes, but it's a little worded weird. I don't really understand what they're changing. Well, now they've reworded this. So here is the proposal that they're going to vote on this week, the owners, okay? I'm reading exactly from a 2025 playing rule proposal, number 5A, article number 4, assisting the runner in interlocking interference. No offensive player may push or pull a runner in any direction or lift him to his feet, use interlocking interference by grasping a teammate or using his hands or arms to encircle the body of a teammate, or assist the runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. And if this is done, they want it to be a penalty for assisting the runner, interlocking interference or illegal use of hands, arms, or body by the offense, a loss of 10 yards. Basically, they're trying to go back to the rule the way it was 20 years ago. Here's my feeling on where we're at today. My gut feeling is it's gone. I think the tush push is as good as gone. I think the NFL for the last month has done everything they could behind the scenes to convince the votes they need to get. I mean, they know exactly who was voting one way and who was voting another way last month. They know it. And I think Roger Goodell did everything he could the last month to absolutely screw the Eagles and get this thing out of the NFL. When the commissioner wants it out, it's out. He's going to get the votes. I don't know if it's, hey, you vote my way and I'll help you down the line. I don't know how he does it. He's going to get the votes. I believe the tush push is going to be gone. Let's hear from Jeff Darlington, NFL Network, or excuse me, ESPN, talking about the tush push and what we might get when this vote does come down.
Well, here we are again. You mentioned the fact the owners are about to meet again. This time around, we do anticipate a vote. I was at the league meetings in Palm Beach about 6 weeks ago now when this was an intense discussion about whether they would ban the tush push. Green Bay put forward the proposal to potentially ban it, but I can tell you just from my discussions, I don't think that the league felt like they had enough of the vote to wind up banning this rule. So we'll find out in these meetings whether that will happen. Right now it feels 50-50. Let's say it is. The Eagles are the team right now that are kind of calling around trying to see if they can find enough teams to make sure that this does not get banned. They don't want to see it happen. They'd essentially need to find 8 teams because it takes 24 teams to vote on something to get it banned. If the Eagles can find 8 teams to say that we're going to keep it. Ultimately, the tush push will stay in effect. Very important few days between these owners at the league meetings.
I love that the Eagles are lobbying. I love that they're calling trying to get the votes.
You know what this is? It's like one of those situations where you know something bad is about to happen and you get the heads up and they say, hey, they out to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You better call some folks. You better call some folks. So yeah, that's basically what that is.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's hear Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, on the tush push and what he believes is going to happen here.
Mark your calendar for Wednesday, May 21st. You're like, wow, that's soon. It's in 48 hours. Wednesday, May 21st is when I believe that the National Football League will ban the tush push. I think it's happening. The vote is coming in the next couple of days. The league meeting will go on. We'll have reporters, all that stuff. I think it's going to go. I really do. And I'm just reading the tea leaves. I don't quote sources. You guys know that's not my thing. I'm reading opinions. I'm reading anonymous opinions and on-record opinions from the league, from different owners and dignitaries around. I think this is it. And I think the Eagles will adapt. And they'll run some version that, of course, goes by the rules. But this version we're seeing here right now, I think will go away.
All right, excuse me. I'm not laughing at the tush push being gone. Kyle did send me the video of you Irish step dancing. So
yeah,
now
I tracked you down.
I knew Kyle was doing that when he was just, he didn't have a whole lot to say. He was diligently looking
on
the internet.
Yeah, this is good stuff, man. You should have told us about this a long time ago. All right, 215-592-9494. What's your gut feeling? The owners are meeting. The Eagles are lobbying for the votes. I think this thing is gone. I think Roger Goodell is going to get the votes he needs to ban the tush push, and the play is no more. Kyle, where do you come down as we are hours, maybe minutes away from a vote here? What do you think is going to happen? Gut feeling on the tush push.
So, I've been pretty strong this offseason about, I think they're just basically trying to screw the Eagles.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe not like screw the Eagles, but...
No, they're screwing them.
Yeah, sure. It's a way that they can just knock them down a peg after being Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. Easy way for them to do that. And the tabling of the discussion until May so that they could get enough votes definitely made me think that it was gone. So I read the wording of the new rule yesterday. It kind of made me feel a little bit differently about it, and maybe I'm just in denial or I'm holding on to some sort of string of hope here. But the wording is not just about banning the tush push. It's about going back to the rule that they had changed in 2005.
Right.
And, I mean, there was a reason they changed from that rule to what we have now. Like, they found it, I think, difficult to officiate, and some of it was, I think they thought was a little subjective. Like, mm-hmm. You're not allowed to aid any ball carrier whatsoever. That means not just the tush push being banned, but no more of those scrums that you see down the field when a runner's getting stopped mm-hmm. by the first down marker or by the end zone. No more piles where you push them in. I don't know if everyone's going to be okay with going back to that rule. Like, that changes things, right? This isn't just about eliminating the tush push. Now this affects every team in the NFL.
It does. It feels like, now, you're right about that. It also feels like it's a way they could say they didn't ban the tush push, right?
And
they
just
changed the rule, and by that, you can't do the tush
push. And I wonder now if that's sort of what the Eagles, you know, because we heard that they're calling teams and lobbying them to vote with them. I wonder if that's what they're doing, if they're going and saying, hey, like, this is no longer just about us and the tush push. This is going to change what a play looks like in the NFL in a lot of cases. Well, so, like, if I were them, that's what I would do. I think I gained a little bit more hope that it might be back for at least another season while they really finalize what the language of this should be.
Well, I hope you're right, because I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, this whole thing has been a witch hunt by Roger Goodell. He just wants it out of the game. And I think it feels like a small thing. It's not to me. The season opening game is the Eagles hosting the season opener at home here against the Cowboys. Roger Goodell looks ridiculous if he goes to all this degree to get this thing out of the NFL and then it stays and they run it 5 times against the Cowboys. He's going to get it out. He's going to, as much as the Eagles are lobbying for the votes, Hugh, what concerns me is if Goodell wants this out of the game, Goodell's going to get it out of the game.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things where this is the thing that I don't like about any of this. Is that they're baseless accusations about injury concerns. Because the data has not proven that there is an injury concern during this play.
Well, there's zero. I mean, there's been zero injuries that are reported.
And this is why, you know, I was just talking about Frankie Louvo. I'm not just talking about him. I'm talking about Coach, McDermott.
Yep, who's a hypocrite.
Coach McVay and all those other coaches that sat there. And when you talked about injuries, because that was the guys that under which you tried to get it banned. You had no data. You had no talking points. And that's the thing that's irritating. It's almost like having a debate. If, like, we sit here and we talk every day, and me and you might be on different sides of things. And most times, we have strong talking points for either way that we feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those situations where there is no strong talking points against it. And when you talk about, and this is the thing that bothers me. It's, you're talking about it from a rugby perspective when you have no rugby background. Somebody that has played the game, has a little bit more knowledge than you or a lot more knowledge than you, however you want to spin it, is telling you that it's totally different than a rugby play.
It's become a crutch. Like, yes, if someone that wants it out says, it's rugby.
It's a rugby play. What do you know about rugby? Okay, what can you tell me about
not
a
as much as you, obviously.
Well, no, it's...
You're
it's,
the rugby expert
no, I'm
around
definitely
here.
Definitely not a rugby
well,
expert.
Well, I have the a video in front remember, of me with Irish step dancing. It tells me different.
Do you know the one thing I remember about rugby? Mm-hmm. Is how you're constantly moving. In football, you have 2 or 3 seconds where you set up the next play or whatever. In rugby, you're constantly moving the ball down the field.
Right.
That's a different set of things going on. And when you get in that scrum is not as easy as you think it is because you've been – think about it like this. You've been running all that time. Then you get in the scrum. And you're trying to pick up the ball and run, and your arms are around everybody.
Feels hard.
That's not the same. It's not, bro. I'm trying to tell you. I was out there with some kids one time, Joe. They ran the hell out of me. And I was like, nah, we good.
You can't do this. Wait, you got cooked by kids playing rugby?
Yeah. Because they were doing something where they were doing a weave, and, you know, where they hand the ball off or whatever. Yeah. And that's tiring. Like, rugby's different. You're disrespecting rugby when you say football is like rugby.
We get our hands on all these clips of you and
I'm working on the audio.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Are your gut feeling this morning? The tush-push vote is finally coming down. They tabled it last month because Goodell, that weasel, didn't have enough votes. And now he's going to convince everyone to vote against the Eagles. Eagles are lobbying to try to not get this out of the game. The Packers rewrote the proposal, and now you can't do this anywhere on the field. There's no pushing to aid the ball carrier anywhere in the field. What's your gut feeling today as the tush-push vote is about to come down? Mine and Hugh, you were on the same page with this. We think this thing's gone. I think it's as good as gone. My gut says they're going to ban the tush-push by the guise of this new rule that they proposed. Kyle still got some hope back there. Holding that hope, this thing is not gone. Where are you guys coming down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tush Push Appreciation Day, man.
That's what it is, yeah. We might have a few of those the next few days, Chris, because I think this thing is good as gone.
Yeah, she's gone. Cue up the doors, the end. This ride's over, fellas. So, listen, to that moron Louvu and all these other idiots, it's not rugby. I played rugby in college, and here's the other thing. They try to say it's like a scrum, but here's the other thing. The other team can also win the scrum. So it's not one-sided. Like, they're just dumb. So I got a message to a couple of these haters, and then I want to get to the other side of this coin. A message to the cheese packers. Y'all a bunch of clowns. This doesn't change the fact that, you know, you will not hoist the Lombardi like we did last year. Okay? A message to little Frankie boy Louvu. Go to Green Bay and go up there to get some cheese with your wine. I'm done with this. Y'all can't beat us, so you have to change the rules. You got to move the goalposts. That's okay. That's okay, because guess what? We're still going to win, and we're still going to go, what, Joe, and you? Back to back.
And we know it's not easy. It's not always
easy to go back to back.
Back to back, baby. We're going back to back. And to the tush-push, you were unstoppable. You were the best. Thank you for everything you've done for this fan base, and thank you for being part in helping us to win another world championship. G-O-O-D-B-Y-E. We will always love you, brotherly shove.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. Today we spelled goodbye.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, because I thought it was go by. And I was like, wait a minute, I missed some letters.
At first, it sounded like he might have missed the D, but yeah. I don't think he did.
He didn't miss the D.
I see we're off to a very mature start this morning.
He missed the D.
You going to be all right over there?
We all missed the D.
No. I thought he spelled go by.
Go by the tush push. All right, 215-592-9494. For Will in the Northeast is ignoring all the signs and saying it's staying. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going
hey, Will.
On, man?
Listen, it's not going anywhere, right? Because this is the thing, right? These guys got to work harder at what they do. Just like I was saying yesterday about some of these other teams, right? The whole thing is, if you're going to take that away, you might as well take hiking the ball away. Because it's the same thing. You hiking the ball, and it's you know, they bumping bodies and going after the quarterback. It's the same thing. The only thing that's different is somebody just pushing. It's the same as that thing. But the whole thing is, yes, a lot of teams did get injured with that tush push. They Eagles. That's what got injured, because they couldn't stop it. And the whole thing is, how you gonna take away a play that we put together, we created, and it works because nobody could stop it. But like I keep saying, the argument is a team stopped it twice and made us turn the ball over. So it can be stopped. It's all about the teams putting the work in to see how you can stop it. But guess what? We're going to keep hope alive today, baby. The tush push will live on, maybe for another season, and after the season it may be gone. But guess what? The longer it stays, the longer it's going to be. And guess what? Ain't no team going to beat us, even without the tush push. Y'all still couldn't beat us. What y'all needed to ban was Saquon Legs. That's what y'all should have banned, because the tush push didn't help us win the Super Bowl. You think what I'm saying? Our play strategy and our players did. But I'm going to end it with this. I want to say something about the Phils real quick. Hey, listen, man. Hey, I'm feeling a Rocky moment. Can I get a Rocky moment real quick for the Phils, please?
Kyle, he needs his Rocky moment. He needs it.
No, baby. We back in the building. They thought we was gone, but guess who's in first place? Guess who's winning now, baby? Because I told everybody, stop doubting us. Stop counting us out. Everybody is contributing to this season. We got our pitcher down, he's banned, but guess what? Everybody got to step up. And this season is batting season. We're not dependent on the pitchers. All we got to do is keep playing softball, going up, ready to score up, and we ain't got to worry about the pitchers. All we got to do is keep winning. Keep this same mentality, man. Let's keep winning and keep sweeping these teams over and over again. So what I want to say about the Phils, the World Series is coming home. We on our way, and nobody's going to stop us. Keep hit right, keep playing hard, team, baby. And guess what? We still on the ride, and we're going to be the best ever.
Let's go, Let's Will. Go. Will, appreciate the Funko. Will's fired up. It's the Phillies win in Colorado.
I was having a call screener issue back here.
Yeah,
just
it's all right.
For excuse making
purposes.
You're
back
purposes.
On now?
Yeah, we're back.
Call
back.
Screener
we're
issues, back. Also known as watching Hugh Irish step dance it's, back there.
Well, no. Okay. That's already done with.
Oh, good.
We're all audio is cut, so we can play that
oh,
a little bit later
I can't
on.
Wait. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the Tush Push. Gut feeling this morning as the vote is about to go down. Is it gone? Like your gut feeling. Have we seen the last of the tush push? I believe we have. Hugh believes we have. Kyle's holding out hope. This thing is not gone. Hugh's clues for a great prize.
Hey!
And we got to hear from an enemy of the tush push. Exactly what Frankie Louvu said. You'll hear that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hurts lines them up. They're looking like they're going for the tush push. Hurts calling, still calling. He sneaks, he's pushed, he's in. Touchdown. Dallas Goedert with a big push from behind. And the Eagles break the ice of Super Bowl 59.
You know what that was, Hugh?
What's that?
That was
last time.
That was the last one.
This may be my last time.
And we didn't even realize it at the time.
May be my last time.
Have some faith, fellas.
I don't have any faith.
I was making phone calls.
But Goodell's got more power. He's going to get this thing out of the game.
The simple fact that we had to make phone calls to tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, that's a good point by Hugh. Well, does that tell you that we're in a position of power if we're calling around? It feels to me like we're hoping.
Kyle, when you have to make phone calls, that means that before you got that little bitty birdie told you that you needed to make the phone calls, that it wasn't going in your favor.
Or it's just like the prudent thing to do.
No.
If they think that, they're like, well, I mean, look.
I don't know if we have the votes.
Well, right. But I don't know if we know for certain either way. But I think how we might have said, why don't I try to plant a few seeds here and there? You don't know.
I don't know
if they had to make the calls, but they did, right? I don't think making the calls means that they had to.
I don't know, dog. I tell you a little story. And when
another story, we're gonna find out you broadcasted something else.
No, dude. I remember like when I was about to get fired from ESPN, right?
Wearing a suit.
Yeah. I remember. I sat at home and they said, hey, just don't come to work today, right? So I got a phone call. This is why I feel like the tush push is going away. Stephen A. Smith called me. He said, yo, they out to get you. Mm-hmm. He said, you need to call somebody because the story was going around that I was drunk. Like, he was like, oh, he was drunk at the party, whatever, and I wasn't. But that was the story that Jamil and Mike was telling. So I remember Stephen A. called me and said, hey, man, you need to call somebody because they're out to get you. He said, I don't know. You know, I wasn't there, so I can't say anything, but you need to call the people that were there. And that's when I got on the phone, and I called people that knew that I was there that saw me.
You were doing some lobbying.
No, I had to because at that point, you know, they were saying one thing, and I had nobody that saw me. So I made some phone calls. So when I did that, they moved off of that narrative. They moved away from that because that was the initial narrative.
You got
was,
some votes.
Yeah,
so the calls
I
worked.
Got some votes. So the calls worked.
Hmm.
So that's why you called it.
But the point he's making is he was in a deficit, so he had to try to even it out.
Yeah, I had to even out.
So
okay.
we might be in a deficit.
Yeah, here's my
deficit.
Spin.
The spin?
Yeah, I got a spin.
On WIP?
Was not a spin.
The fact that they haven't given up on this means that they think there's a chance it can stay if they do the right thing and make the calls.
I agree with that, and there is a chance. I just feel like Goodell's got the most power, and he's going to get this thing out of the NFL.
Does he?
Yeah.
The owners have the power over Goodell.
He's the commissioner of the league.
But he works for the owners.
He does, but he could provide them what they want if they provide him what he wants.
But look, Jeffrey Lurie's probably got a lot of cachet
got a lot
up
of
in there now.
He calling in favors.
Yeah.
By the
so
way,
that's what I'm saying. You got to call in the favors.
I agree.
Because you're in a deficit.
But that doesn't mean that it's over. I think it's a good thing that they feel like they're in a position where they can make calls and convince some people.
I hope you're right on this. 215-592-9494. By the way, I need the list when this thing is done. I want every vote public because I need to know who's an enemy of the Eagles.
Oh, and we are going to check them off on the schedule in the year.
State.
I want to know who the enemy of the state is.
We're going to do a tush push offenders.
Yes.
Check in.
Yeah, I want to have a picture of all of them in this room here so we can see them during the season. I mean, we already know some. Like, obviously, McDermott is a big old baby. We know that, Sean McDermott. McVay is against it. LaFleur, the Packers. We know some of them. But there's those teams that we're not sure about. Like, they're kind of hiding in plain
sight. Cowboys. We sure about the Cowboys?
Well, I imagine the Cowboys are going to vote against the Eagles.
You have got to be smoking something.
Come on, Hugh. Jerry Jones is going to vote for
the
Eagles.
Why don't we start bribing people?
We got the Bucks, though. We had the Bucks.
Todd Bowles seems like a stand-up guy.
Mm-hmm. Todd Bowles. Mm-hmm.
But it's not the coaches that vote.
We might have the Saints.
He's right, though. It's not the coaches that vote.
We might have the Saints,
like,
right?
Even if Kellen Moore is like on Sirianni's side, the owner says, dude, I just hired you. I don't care what you think.
Plus,
I want this out.
At the original owner's meeting in March, I think the coaches and the owners are there. So maybe like there could be a little vague who's in charge. This is just the owners, I believe. I don't think the coaches go to this thing. This is like an owner's thing. So who cares what the coach wants? The owner's
so
going to do.
So he's calling around trying to get you.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Speaking of enemies of the tush push, Frankie Louvu, Hugh was referencing this earlier. Here's what he had to say about this whole thing.
Is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling it a cheat code play is such a loser mentality by Frankie Louvel. Come on.
No, the fact that he brought up Jordan Mailata's name specifically.
Like he can't. What am I going
to
do?
And then tried to equate it to rugby.
Yep.
And then talk about the scrum. In a scrum, everybody's in the scrum. It's not like that in NFL. Mm. It's not. It's not a scrum. Because everybody, from what I remember, everybody's in the scrum.
And you're a veteran of broadcasting rugby, as we found out.
That's what it is.
Well, you told us.
No, you're on the line of scrimmage, and you're trying to stop the play. Low man, the bottom line is this. In the NFL, low man win. That has always been the rule. That rule has never changed. You ask anybody that has ever played the game, coach going to tell you, low man always win.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, the Eagles are getting lower than the opponents that they're playing against. And this is where I would probably push back on Frankie Louvel just a little bit. You're right. It is. You just got to either get them out of that position where they actually run the play or stop it. The Jacksonville Jaguars stopped it. And you know what? The biggest thing that I recall, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Falcons stop it one play?
I think you might be right on that, yeah.
But the thing that stuck out to me when the Jaguars stopped it is the size of their linemen. They had the bigger linemen that could push back against the linemen of the Philadelphia Eagles. See, I think that's where the differential comes in at, is the fact that normally the tush push has more success when you're going against teams that have, like, relatively smaller lines, and they're able to get pushed back. Remember when we played Chris Jones, and he tried to do something crazy?
Oh, he went, like, sideways.
Yeah,
and he
hurt himself.
Yeah,
I think that's the way you combat it. I don't know, because every time I see the tush push, there's something different that I see that they do each time, you know. So it's one of those things, man, where if you just can't stop it, just say you can't stop
it. Well, it feels like Frankie Louvu's doing that there. He called it a cheat code. I mean, that just means you're not good enough at stopping it. There's nothing cheating about the play. It's a football play. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do Tree Card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We'll get to a lot of Phillies coming up. Schwarber with his 300th home run, a win last night. The Phils are playing some good baseball. Big win last site to start a series out in Colorado. At 12 o'clock today, Debate Days really gets rolling on the Midday Show. Paul Jolovitz live in studio.
All right, Jolly.
Are you rooting for Jolly Hugh?
No, I'm just,
you
I haven't seen him.
Could be honest.
Come on now. I'm excited to see Jolly because I haven't seen Jolly in years.
Well, we're going to see him at 12 live in studio for him against me in a big debate. So we'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls right now on the Tush Push. Gut feeling. Is it gone? Have we seen the last of Tush Push?
I got a feeling.
Yeah, my gut feeling is this thing is
tonight
out.
Tonight is not going to be a good night.
Mm. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
I love this topic today. It's right. It's my jam, man.
Well, Tush Push talk.
Yeah, I played football through college, and then I discovered rugby later in life.
I played prop. Yes.
You know, and a prop. You know, I don't know if anybody knows. A prop is basically Jordan Mailata. You know, you're on the front line, and Hugh is right. A scrum is completely different than the Tush Push. Mm-hmm. Football, again, it's all about leverage. Low man wins. In rugby, you're just trying to push the guys off the ball to send the ball back to your hooker who's gonna pitch the ball out. So it's two completely different things.
Yeah, they got hookers in rugby.
Yep.
It's
what?
Yeah, it's something different though. They like ball carry. They're like running backs, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they don't hang out. Yeah, they don't hang out the street corner. They hang out behind the scrum, and then they're looking to get the ball out.
They're called hookers.
I would have rode him until he told me no. Yeah.
Well, because they're the bigger, faster dudes. If I'm not I don't want to talk out of turn, Aaron, because it's been a while.
But you broadcasted it.
No, but Aaron played it though. Like I got to give him his props.
Yeah,
he played the game.
But you were the broadcaster. Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
Let me tell you something, it has one of the greatest initiations into a sport where it's called shoot the boot. And when you a touchdown in football, they call it a try in rugby. And when you score your first try in rugby, they find the biggest, fattest guy on the team. They take his cleat off. They take a beer and they fill that beer. Hmm. You know, they fill that cleat with the beer. And then you got to shoot the boot.
Well, what does this have to do with the Tush Push, though? With the Tush Push?
I don't give a shit.
He's trying to give you some perspective on rugby.
I know. I get it. It's a lot.
Yeah, who cares?
It's a lot. Just because you guys are rugby guys.
No, I'm just saying. I'm with you, Aaron. Aaron's trying to bring people behind the curtain. He's trying to pull the curtain
back. But what do
you
think about the Tush Push? Is it gone?
Hugh, here's the problem, okay? We got Joe Giglio, who his highlight of the night is going home and eating some cauliflower. You know, he doesn't have the guts to go out and try the Irish step dance and go out and try to broadcast rugby.
Guts.
You keep doing what you're doing.
I broadcasted a show from the Schuylkill while this guy ran for the hills.
No.
Speaking of guts.
I got to give him his props, dog, because he's a real one. He sat there. Well, we're about to be in a monsoon.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
And he was running away.
And I left.
that was pretty funny. Apparently the waves were lapping up against the SS Douglas's ankles and he stank like a ton of bricks, right?
He did. All right, so what's your gut feeling? Is the Tush Push gone?
So here's the thing. It doesn't matter if it's gone or not. Here's what I can guarantee you.
This
I think
coping.
It's gonna go. it's gonna go. But here's the thing. Is I can guarantee right now that Sirianni is at Stoutland University right now in the laboratories, and this is going to be the year of one Ty Robinson. They're going to reinvent the Tush Push, and this kid by the end of the season is going to have Jason Kelce standing.
The Vanilla Gorilla? The Vanilla Gorilla is going to be part of the offense? All right, maybe. And maybe it'll work, but it's going to be gone, Aaron. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. Unfortunately, however they're going to work around, and I do think they could work around. I don't think it's going to crush the 2025 Eagles. But it feels like we are setting up now, and the gut feeling I have is this thing is gone. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, can we tell people about a prize we have to give away? We have a $100 gas card to Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. And very often when we have a great prize like this, we play a game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. clues and you.
All right, before I get this started, I want to give a shout out to you people. Mm-hmm. The you people on the YouTube, because you're going to be triggered by this first guest. Not guest, guest, but the first guest. Huh? You're going to be a little triggered.
Clue, you mean?
Yeah, well, I guess not their first guess. This is my first clue.
Okay.
Y'all screwed that up.
You butchered it.
But you got, like, this is the first time I've ever butchered anything on the station. It's like one or two a week. What are you talking about?
A week, a day,
or whatever. However you want to parcel it out, it happens a lot. So I don't know why anybody's surprised. You know what I mean? But okay, this is the first clue.
I'm going to let you cook. Go ahead.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm ready.
This place is a chain. It's an establishment that's a chain. It's a lot of them.
A chain? Are you serious?
Oh, they're going to love
it. Hey, Joe. Dead ass.
Do you know how many chains there are? Anything that's not a mom and pop store is a chain.
It's a chain.
What are you doing to us?
It's the first clue. Right. Listen, what are we giving away getting the gas car, right?
$100.
$100.
It said 94, but we don't do that.
Listen. I'm not trying to make it easy for you to get gas. It ain't easy for me to get gas.
It is actually. You have to pay for it, but it is pretty easy.
But that ain't easy. I'd rather somebody give me $100 worth of free gas. I can't be a part of it. So I'm gonna make it hard for everybody else.
It's gonna be difficult. That's what you're saying. All right, 215-592-94.
You gotta work for it.
9494. That's the phone number. Gut feeling on the tush push. Is it gone? The NFL owners are gonna vote between today and tomorrow to either keep this thing in the NFL for 2025 or change the rule. And the new wording on it is going back to the old way, back 20 years ago when you couldn't push or pull anyone, any ball carrier, anywhere on the field. Where do you come down? I feel like the change of the wording is going to spur this to be out. And the fact that Howie Roseman and the Eagles are calling around tells me they're nervous. They're trying to get some votes here. My gut feeling is the tush push is a goner. Jolly's going to be in Studio 12 for a Jolly versus Giglio debate, as we'll debate Andrew Painter and how the Phillies should use him when he arrives to the major leagues. And huge clues. First clue today for a $100 gift card to Sunoco. It's a chain.
The chain. It's like a lot of them.
You hear all the people out there disappointed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They'll be all right. Mm. Well, and they're probably going to call me, I'm pretty sure on the YouTube, they're probably calling me mean and hurtful names.
Oh, there's no question.
It does not bother. Mm. They can do that every day, though.
Bothers you a little bit.
No, not really.
Jay in West Philly up. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Your clues is akin to insider trading, man. Because it's a gas car. And I think you're trying to get it for yourself, man.
I can't. But see,
I agree, Jay.
I would love to, but I can't. You know, so I just got to make it difficult for everybody else. And you know what else it is, Jay? I'm not going to lie. Jay, you know what it is?
I know you're trying to get that gas car.
I want to get the gas car, but I like living rent-free in the youth people's head. Because they get so mad. I love that.
Hold on, but you said a chain of what? Stores?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah,
he didn't even give you that. It's just a chain.
It's a chain of stores.
Oh, see, you didn't say that. You just said it's a chain.
I know, I did. But see, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, kind of. Mm.
I did that on purpose.
You're just being difficult now.
Well, at least you got that out of me.
What do you got, Jay?
Hey, Giglio, please, today, get some coffee, do something. Get your mind right. You cannot lose to this dude.
Oh, Jolly? No, I'm not worried about
that.
Don't
let him keep talking because he's going to put people to sleep. That's what he do on the weekends when his show comes.
Oh, we don't got to do that. We don't got to rip Jolly in his show. I love Jolly.
I'm not ripping him. I'm just stating the facts.
But he's just stating the facts.
Nobody's sleeping to this.
Jolly's going to bring the energy today. There's no question.
I don't know, man. Look, because the weekends after I come in, from the club, right to sleep. No nuts.
Should I have an espresso before Jolly comes in? Should I caffeine up?
Everything. Keep your eyes awake because that's what he's going to do. That's his sleep tactic. He's going to talk and talk and talk to lull you to sleep. Then he's going to say, I win.
Well, now we won't let that happen. There will be plenty of energy, Jay. Jay, I got this. I debate with you twice or three times a week. I'm ready to go.
I don't like the side of the argument. I don't agree with what you're going for, but you just can't lose the job.
Well, that's all. I got it. No worries, Jay. I'll take care of it. Jay, what do you got? You got a guess for us for Hugh's Clues? You can't let him win.
No, it's too early for you, man. Too early for you. A chain or what?
I said it's a chain. It's the chain of stores. It's a chain of stores. I forgot that last part of the clue.
Oh, what's the place you like to go to down there? Bucky's.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Not it, but Jay.
Well, you know, they're opening up Buc-ee's in Virginia.
Yeah, road trip?
It's like 200 miles away.
We road tripping?
Yeah, when it opened at the end of this month.
Oh, let's go.
Wait a minute. What is this month again?
Today's May. It's May.
No, it's June.
It's not May. It's not June. Oh,
no,
you're saying
June.
It's the end
it's
of June.
This is opening at the end of June.
End of next month.
Yes.
Not this month.
Not this month.
Are we road tripping?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
You know what? We have some remote shows coming up for some great golf tournaments. Why don't we ask for a remote show from Buc-ee's in Virginia?
It's too far away.
What do you mean?
It's like 200 miles.
Yeah, but we'll just go down there and do a show.
They ain't gonna let us go to Virginia for 200 miles.
I think after all the talk, all the free advertising you've given Buc-ee's, they should pay us something to go down there. 215-592-9494 for Elliot is up on WIP. What's up, Elliot?
Yeah, I think they're going to ban the tush push because 31 of the 32 owners have an incentive to do so. So it doesn't even come down to whether it's a football play, rugby play. It's one team can do something, the others can't. And so that makes them a better team. So let's take it away from them.
I agree, Elliot. There's an element of jealousy. There's an element of what can I gain from it. And you're right. I mean, only one team does it to a great extent. That's the Eagles. And the ironic part is the team that ran it probably the second most the last couple of years is Buffalo. And they want it out, too. So, like, they're the only other team that uses it a good amount. And they don't even want it anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, just to clarify the rugby situation, the hooker is between the props. He hooks the ball back to the scrum half, who then gets it out to the players. And if you're looking for a comparison, the most likely comparison is what they call a maul in rugby, is when you're carrying the ball, you're contacted by the opposing team, you stay up, then your players are allowed to push you down the field while the other team is trying to push you also down the field while you try to get the ball back. So if anyone's talking about rugby, the play that's closest to it, which it's not really the same, would be a maul. And if you want to watch some rugby, the European Championship is on this Saturday. So if you want to watch some of the best rugby in the world, you can watch it this Saturday.
Hugh, are you broadcasting this Saturday?
No, I'm not. Hey, way to bring it down, man, because I feel like because that's the argument that people are using to compare this to, and it's ignorant for lack of a better way of saying it. Because rugby's no joke. It's a lot more physical than people give it credit. It really is.
I played it in college, and I played it for 10 years afterwards, and I totally agree with you. It's not a joke. It's a great game, and there are a few aspects of football that are like it, but it's really not the same game.
It's a standalone game. Like seriously, and I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm advocating for the touch push.
No.
But I guarantee you that if anybody's ever done that and has been in a scrum, they would have a better perspective.
You're not advocating for the touch push?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to tell you it's not the same thing.
Like independent, he said.
Yeah, independent. Yeah.
Well, you are a tush push guy.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because as soon as they hike the ball, I mean, all those guys would technically be offside in rugby. You can't block in rugby. So that's the main.
Are you saying Aaron had no idea what he was talking about?
So I could hear. Well, it. Elliot knows more about.
Well, he was trying to. He was clarifying. Yeah. See that? Why y'all got call on call the crime?
I'm just assessing who knows more about.
That's what he said on the phone to me.
So far, the rugby knowledge rankings. Elliot 1. Aaron 2, Hugh 3. I mean, I know Hugh says he broadcasted it, but we don't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, Ellie, what's your guess? A chain, says Hugh Douglas. What's the place?
It's so early, but I go Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dick's Sporting
that
Goods,
That is a
Elliot,
really good
it.
Guess.
Well, you know what? This actually might not be that bad of a clue. At least we had a couple people guess some chains so far. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. Your gut feeling on the tush push. What's your gut telling you? Is it out? Will it be banned? I think it's gone. 215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hugh's clues. His first clue was it's a chain. Plus, we got to get to the Phillies last night. I believe there's a new number one hitter when it comes to players on this team. That's next. Phillies win. They have the best record in the NL. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.